Churches have long been centers of strength for the African-American community in Seattle. But as the city has grown more expensive, many African-Americans have been pushed out, moving to South King County or even farther away. Carl Livingston teaches political science at Seattle Central College. He's also preached at churches in Seattle Central area and is now pastor at Kingdom Christian Center in Federal Way. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm, things have changed from 30 years ago when the pews in African-American churches filled up every Sunday.
The big difference is a more than 50% decrease in the size and the membership of churches in the area. And that membership difference has a big impact on the role of the church in the schools, because we've been remedial sites, on the role of the church in the arts community, because we've done concerts and plays, and especially the difference of the African American church in politics, because they know that these were larger churches, a higher percentage of voters, and they also know we could go to the streets.
There's been a lot of talk about the growth of the city and gentrification in Seattle, but are there other forces that you see pushing African Americans out of the Central District and out of the city?
Well, I feel like we could have supported our businesses more. We saw Ezell's hire less African Americans. Now, they tried. They did a lot. Catfish Corner went by the wayside. So many, the General's Barbecue went by the wayside. And each of those jobs is a household that was impacted because there is less demand for black labor outside of our community. So when we lose the jobs inside of our community, it really has a big impact. And so when we looked up, because we weren't supporting ourselves as well as we could, we were losing jobs, businesses, and when that happens, that has a negative impact on family income.
How are the churches doing that do remain in the Central District?
The churches that remain are hanging in there. They've got some really caring, hardworking people that have weathered a lot of storms, but they're having to cut costs. They're having to be innovative in terms of ways to bring income in, and they're also having to open up to diversity. It's a test to see if we really believe in the diversity that we've advocated on behalf of the larger community.
Do you think African Americans will ever move back into the city?
Well, we want to. And will it happen? It's going to turn on economic development in the African American community primarily. A lot of times, we're still the last hired and the first fired in the good economy, and the first fired and last hired in the bad economy. And when the bad economy hits, we really lose a lot of ground. It happened in 2008. We lost a lot of ground. And it's like no one cared that we were being squeezed out. But I also hope that the city of Seattle, its governmental leaders, and others will see the beauty and importance, the value of reaching out to groups like African Americans and provide targeted public housing and promote good paying jobs more equitably provided.
Carl Livingston teaches political science at Seattle Central College. He's also the pastor at Kingdom Christian Center in Federal Way. He spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. KUOW is examining how racial inequity shapes the Seattle region. You can get involved in the conversation on our Facebook page.